From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. Great show planned for you today. The second half of the show, we're going to bring you a Real Answers Halloween radio special, and you don't want to miss that as we, of course, head into this weekend. Some great insight there that you'll maybe even want to take some notes, not only for that, but for today's show. And we welcome into a studio via Skype the host of Real Answers, Steve Russo. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you.
Well, our listeners, of course, very familiar because of the vignettes that we air throughout the week. Real Answers, the 1 minute vignette.
I was approached, you know, by somebody in radio about doing this. I said, "You're crazy. What can I say in 1 minute?"
Yeah,
and it's actually been one of the best things we've ever done. It has made me a better communicator, and especially with an ADD culture in which we live and the outreach things that we do, being able to do this in 1 minute and I think we have over 800 outlets someplace in the world today.
Now, the one thing I think I really like about that, and I don't know if you and I have even talked about this, but I'm going to guess a lot of those stations that are hearing the truth that's broadcast on Real Answers, it's not all necessarily Christian radio stations.
Correct. It's not, and we're constantly looking for more, I'll use the word mainstream stations. I think people like it because it's different, we go from one end of the spectrum to the other, from something that's a little bit lighter but we want to make them compelling. So people listen to them and make them practical. We give the gospel. I mean, it's fun when people contact us and say, "Hey, I received Christ. I surrendered my life to Jesus listening to your program." Well, you and I both know that evangelism is a process, really. And what's happening, I think, is we were the last thing in that process that finally tipped them, to convince them to surrender their life to Christ.
Well, and those who've heard the Real Answers that we air, the vignette that's 1 minute long, obviously every time they get the website, realanswers.com. And I hope our listeners have done that. But if they have not, what will they find when they go to the website?
Oh, they'll find information on different things we do in our ministry, because our ministry is targeting teens and young adults. It's an outreach ministry, an evangelistic ministry. So they will find things about those events. We're getting ready to add several new things. It's interesting because we had to remove the information on our school assemblies, because I do a school assembly called Choices. And you know this, Steve, and maybe some of our listeners don't. I am a professional drummer. It's one of the hats I still wear.
And we don't hold that against you, Steve.
Okay, so next thing I'm going to hear is, "Hey, Steve, who do drummers hang out with?" Musicians. Okay. No, I mean, it's still a big part of my life. I was just in the studio recording some things about a month ago. I'm playing with a new band and they're studio guys, which is amazing. Great guys, but it's a fun thing to be able to do. Like the school assembly, I come out as a drummer, do a drum solo, get kids' attention. We talk about choices, how to make better choices, 5 ways to make better choices. And we can slant the assembly. The reason I did that was because not every kid in the audience at a school is struggling with drugs or struggling with alcohol or thinking of suicide. So I can slant the assembly any way, that is necessary. I mean, I was in a situation, before COVID, I was in Vermont doing an outreach event. I was doing schools, and I was at a high school there, Stowe High School. And the principal came up about 30 minutes before, as I'm setting the drums up, and said, "Hey, you need to know one of our most popular girls on campus killed herself 2 weeks ago. Her dad was here a week ago sharing, and he said, we just, you need to tie that in. You need to talk about it. So I love doing the assemblies. It's a great opportunity. And then, of course, we invite students to come to an outreach event that week. We don't do multiple nights. We just do a single night. But we had to take that, the information on that assembly off of Real Answers and put it on steverusso.com, partly because school administrators are running scared with having Christians come on campus and, you know, the misinterpretation of separation of church and state and all that kind of stuff. So, but that's where if somebody's going, I thought you did school assemblies. We do, but you got to go to steverusso.com. So
very good. Well, and that's nothing new. I mean, I think back to high school. Now, for those familiar with Young Life, I was a Young Life kid, but our Young Life leader couldn't come on campus during school hours, but it could be at the games and practice. And but there were certain kids, you know, we called them the campaigner kids. These were kids that went to camp like myself and had made a decision for Christ. And we're in a Bible study called Campaigners. And the student-led prayer and stuff was stuff we did in high school. But it's stuff, you know, that is still being dealt with that you mentioned. And while we're on the topic of teens, I want to make sure to bring up your latest book, The Bible Promise Book for Teens. Tell us more about the book.
Steve, I really like the book because I think it's a great resource for kids. There's, I want to say about 125 to 130 topics that we talk about. And what we do is we'll take like anger, for example, and I write like about a 200 word, I've written, I should say, because it's already published, about a 200 word kind of blog/devotional about that topic. And then I list verses, you know, that talk about anger. You know, so it's very concise. There's a short chapter on how to know Jesus and how to surrender your life to him. So it's one of those, it's like a resource. Actually, it'd be a good resource for parents as well, but especially for teens. If there's a particular topic, you know, something they're struggling with, something they're wondering about, we try to cover it in the book.
So, Steve, I'm going to ask because, it's your world, that we're going to talk about the ministry to teens. What do you feel like, and maybe you've got actual scientific information, but just your time spent ministering to teens in today's culture, what do you think most impacts teens?
You know, I'm convinced the number one thing that is tearing at our teens is impacting them is causing some confusion is identity and purpose.
Okay.
In fact, I was just at an outreach recently and did a session on, you know, my topic was, who are you? And I said, when you stand in front of a mirror, do you ask the question, who am I? And, you know, it was great to see, you know, many of them respond to the invitation to receive Christ because it's just so confusing. You know, it's become so almost necessary now in some people's eyes to identify people by pronouns.
Right.
And, you know, you look at social media, I've lost track of how many different ways you can identify yourself. Kids are confused. Kids want to know, do I matter? What's my purpose here? Who am I? You know, why am I here? Can I make a difference? And I love the topic. In fact, I want to do more with the topic because, yes, there's a lot of other things that teens are dealing with. But I think the identity concept encompasses everything because it's at the very core. And let's face it, where's our enemy going to attack us? At the core of our being, we're made in the image of God. So he's doing a masterful job.
Well, with the woke environment that we're all existing in right now, what would you tell someone who is in a place where they're dealing with a teen or anyone who's, you know, requesting or demanding that they be called, you know, a fluffy or a something we know is absolutely contrary to what God created them to be. How would you encourage a person having dialogue with someone like that?
A couple things. Number one, listen. Listen to what they're saying. We are not good listeners in our culture. And I think many in the church today, rightfully so, want to present the gospel and cut to the chase of what we know the issue is, but that's not where most people are in our culture. Listen to them. I like to use the word Socratic. I've been called a Socratic communicator because I ask questions and answer them with questions because I want to get people to think. And oftentimes you'd be surprised if you take somebody seriously and you listen to what they're saying, they don't have a clue really why they ended up wanting to be called a fluffy, whatever. It's popular. I mean, you see it on social media constantly, and social media isn't necessarily bad. We use it quite a bit, you know, in our ministry to teens and young adults. But we have to listen. We have to get them to think and to unpack it. And I've seen the eyes go blank and the head just shake like, I don't know why I want to do this, but this is what I want to do.
Yeah, and I so much appreciate your answer. We're going to go to a break. Before we do, I want to kind of mirror back to what I'm hearing as far as listening, because I think, you know, similar to if I pull up next to someone at an intersection who's holding a sign and is obviously, I don't know if they're in need, but they want mm-hmm. or both. And it's real easy when you get there or in front of someone who we're talking about, who identifies as a fluffy or something contrary to what they obviously are, the thought, you know, these thoughts go through my mind. Look, this person's just bucking against the goads. They just want attention. Well, okay. Well, actually the second one, okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. And sometimes bucking against the goads is okay. Now, life contrary to what God intended, that's missing the mark. That doesn't mean that they don't need to be loved. The other thing I think I would encourage our listening audience and the church in general is don't assume you know someone else's story.
Oh, yes.
And I really like what you said as far as listening, because if you listen, you'll have a better idea what their story is and maybe what you can share with them that would have an impact. And when I say share, like you share in your book, scriptures, because they're powerful and they make a difference. I'm not the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Let the Spirit do the Spirit's work, and we should share the truth in love and watch Him do it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get off my soapbox now, Steve.
No, it's so true. And we make so many assumptions, and especially with young people, and we want to tell them what to do and how. I mean, it's like coping. That's a whole nother topic. But, you know, we tell, don't drink, you know, don't have sex before marriage. Don't do this. Don't do that. Okay. The question really begs to be asked before that. Why are they doing those things? They're trying to cope. So we've got to find a better way. We know what it is, but we've got to find a better way to introduce them to some amazing coping things we can learn out of God's word.
Amen. Well, listen, we are up against a break. We're going to take a quick break. Steve, can you come back and let us know more about the work you're doing on Instagram each week?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to come back. We'll hear more with Steve Russo from Real Answers on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Stay with us in just a few minutes. You're going to hear the Real Answers Halloween radio special. You don't want to miss that. That'll wrap up the show. We'll finish the show up with that today. We are visiting with Steve Russo of Real Answers and spent the first segment of the show talking primarily about a book that Steve's written, The Bible Promise for Teens. And if you missed that conversation, make sure to go back and rewind on the podcast. You find it abqconnect.online. And you'll be able to hear that in its entirety. I wanted to spend a little bit of time, Steve, talking about what you're doing on Instagram with a program you call You Talk. Now, is that with the letter U or Y-O-U?
That's the letter U. Thank you for asking. Yeah, U-T-A-L-K. Well, we have, you know, I don't know if you remember, I used to co-host a radio show for Focus on the Family for teens, and then that it was decided that they were not going to continue to produce the show. Great people. I loved working with them, and they're very supportive. So we tried different things, and we ended up with COVID hitting us. And, of course, we couldn't do events. We couldn't do school assemblies. You know, we couldn't do our outreach events. And I thought, let's try something different. You know, Instagram has become very popular with students. So let's do a live. You can do an Instagram live show. Anybody can. You know, a lot of people do. So we started doing it at the beginning of COVID. And we were talking about kind of the focus was everything about COVID. And finally, you know, I got with our team and I said, you know, we need to change this up. This is in the face of kids constantly. Let's do something that is just totally different. And so we ended up doing the show. Our show lasts roughly 40 to 45 minutes. Sometimes it's 35. And we talk about all kinds of things. And we have different special guests. I mean, we could have a Grammy-winning DJ, and we could have a comedian. We could have an actor, an actress, an athlete. You just don't know. Young singer-songwriters. We have a lot of young adults that are our guests, and we don't do interviews. We do conversations.
Uh-huh.
And our guests really enjoy that. In fact, it's kind of funny because, you know, they're very complimentary. And then next thing you know, we hear from a friend of theirs, hey, you know, so-and-so told me that I need to get on You Talk because you guys have conversations and it's fun and you draw things, you know, it's really been kind of interesting to see how this thing has developed. And we now have shortly after we started doing the show, we got contacted saying your show is now available on Instagram TV, which is a, you know, viewing on demand platform. And then we decided to try to do, we were encouraged to try to make like a podcast/radio show. So we're now on, Steve, I couldn't tell you how many outlets. We're on iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, which is a big platform in Europe. We're on the second largest platform in India, Spotify, SoundCloud. I mean, it's just really taken on a life of its own. And I mean, really excited about what we're doing with it, what God has allowed us to do. And in the process, we decided, we were encouraged by a producer to launch a TV show called You Talk. So we're in the process of putting that all together. We have 3 seasons filmed already, and we're editing season 3. And again, a very, very different show. It's just very different. And we find that young adults really like it. And even some people in mainstream are saying, you know, nobody's doing this. You need to get this every place you can get this on, you know, the TV show, every place you can get it on the air, because this is really unique.
Now, Steve, what would you say the overall mission, whether it's on Instagram or the new TV show, what is the mission of You Talk? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, it would be, You Talk is, you know, part of Real Answers, as is the Choices Assembly, as is our outreach events called Real Answers Experiences. And we use 4 words, Steve. We want to connect with teens and young adults so we can engage them in some kind of a conversation, however that looks, whatever that looks like, so that we can influence them to consider living their life for and like Jesus so that they can experience a transformed life.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah, connect, engage, influence, and transform.
Very good.
So everything we do, we want to put through that filter. Now, obviously, when I'm on a high school campus, for example, I cannot present the gospel. And that's part of the problem. Well-meaning Christians are going on campuses doing things like that and other things that will go unmentioned, making it hard for somebody like me because there's an antagonism out there. Do I believe the gospel is the most important thing we can share? Absolutely. And if you were in my school school assembly, for example, I'm giving five biblical principles.
Right.
I'm just not giving a chapter and a verse. God's word does not return void. So, but that's our whole thing. We ultimately want to see teens and young adults, and I owe my life to a teen, but that's a whole nother story. Teens and young adults, we want to connect with them in a relevant way that compels them to want to listen, to be involved, so that we can engage them, you know, in some kind of discussion, conversation, whatever it happens to be, so that we can influence them, so that they can experience a transformed or a changed life.
Okay, so Steve, if someone wanted to find You Talk, like you said, you can just search for the podcast, it sounds like, on those various formats. But you did mention Instagram Live. When is the show live?
Typically it's on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. There's something for you to go check out. If you've never experienced You Talk with Steve Russo from Real Answers, and Steve, with the time we have left, although we could talk, man, more and more about, I'm real interested in what you're doing there in social media. Coming up at the bottom of the hour here, just a few minutes away, we're going to jump into the Real Answers Halloween radio special. That'll bring us through the rest of the show. But we got about 5 minutes. And I want to, the show will cover some of this, but let's speak to the families and parents and kids that are headed into this weekend. Sometimes it creates a lot of anxiety or a lot of rules or boundaries. What would you hope families and organizations that are headed into this weekend might consider?
Ephesians 5:16 says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. When it comes to Halloween, it is the second most popular holiday business-wise in the country. And everybody, I mean, I got a neighbor just across the street who decorates his house for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's become so popular. But the problem is what Halloween has come to represent and how it is celebrated, if you want to use that word in our culture, is not positive. Yet, you know, and we'll cover this in the special about, you know, some of these traditions came from and all. But take advantage of this, okay? We're not doing one this year, but a lot of times we will do a Real Answers experience, which is our outreach event, but we call it a Halloween experience because we want to, again, connect, engage, influence, transform. We want to give kids an alternative to what's going on. And I think that's, if you think about that, I mean, a lot of people don't realize this. October 31st, 1517 was the day Martin Luther tacked his 95 thesis on the door of Wittenberg University, essentially starting the Protestant Reformation. So there really is a faith-based, you know, reason to do something on October 31st. You know, and we want to try to dispel in our special all of these crazy things I hear. And it's like, I don't know where you're getting this information, but this just flat out isn't true. And scare tactics don't work. So for kids and parents and stuff, if you want to do something safe. There's a lot of different things you can do. I mean, you can do reverse evangelism if you want to do that. Okay, people are going to come to your door. I mean, you can turn your light off and put a sign up, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. Do not knock on my door. You know, we don't believe in this holiday. That's perfectly fine. But why not take advantage of it? Maybe have a little table out in front, you know, with hot cocoa and cider. And, you know, your neighbors come up, get to know who they are. They get to know you as a person. You know, there's all kinds of fun things we can do. But be safe. Do something that honors God. Take advantage of these opportunities.
Well, Steve Russo of Real Answers, so much appreciate you taking the time to join us for today's broadcast. We talked about the Bible Promise book for teens that is available at realanswers.com. You'll find it there. On Instagram Live. Remember, that's live on Thursday night, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and you'll find it on all kinds of different formats. If you're, you know, where you hear your favorite podcast, most likely you're going to find it. And, you know, Steve, the other thing I want to make sure our listeners take with them today, if we're, you know, no other note taking, as they connect with people that, well, they do just that, as they're practicing street evangelism or home evangelism or wherever they're trying to connect with people, just that, connect, engage, influence, experience. And we appreciate your time, Steve. Can we get you back on the show?
Absolutely, Steve. Anytime my schedule is available, I love having a conversation with you, and we love being part of just what you guys are doing at the station.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. We'll come right back and wrap up the rest of today's ABQ Connect with the Real Answers Halloween Radio Special next on ABQ Connect.